The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 23. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on May 28, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yata Rishikesha Kalena Devaki Hansena Rudha Aticharam Sucha Arpita Vimochita Ahamcha Saha Atma Ja Vibho Tvaya Eva Natena Muhu Vipat Ganant Yatari Kesha Kalena Devaki Kangsena Rudati Charang Sucharpita Vimochitaham Sachaha. I'm going to make this a little bigger here. Can read it easier. Vimochitaham Sahatma Javibo. Tvayeva natena mohor vipadganat Yatarishi kesha kalena devaki Kamsena rudati charam sucharpita Vimochitaham cha sahatma javibo Tvayaiva natena mohur vipadganat Yata As it were Rishikesha The master of the senses Kalena by the envious Devaki the mother of Sri Krishna Kamsena by King Kamsa Rudha Imprisoned. Aticharam. For a long time. Sucha arpita. Distressed. Vimochita. Released. Ahamcha. Also myself. Saha Atmaja along with my children Vibho O great one Tvaya Eva by your lordship Natena As the protector, Muhu, constantly. Vipadganat, from a series of dangers. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Rishikesha, master of the senses and lord of lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. Purport. Devaki, the mother of Krishna and the sister of Kamsa, was put into prison along with her husband Vasudev because the envious king was afraid of being killed by Devaki's eighth son, Krishna. He killed all the sons of Devaki who were born before Krishna. But Krishna escaped the danger of child slaughter because he was transferred to the house of Nanda Maharaj, Lord Krishna's foster father. Kunti Devi, along with her children, was also saved from a series of dangers. But Kunti Devi was shown far more favor because Lord Krishna did not save the other children of Devaki, whereas he saved the children of Kunti Devi. This was done because Devaki's husband, Vasudev, was living, whereas Kunti Devi was a widow, and there was none to help her except Krishna. Conclusion is that Krishna endows more favor to a devotee who is in greater dangers. Sometimes he's put his pure devotees into such dangers because in that condition of helplessness, the devotee becomes more attached to Krishna, to the Lord. The more attachment is there for the Lord, the more success is there for the devotee. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Shakanvitam Shcha. You know, this is really amazing. What Prabhupada, the conclusion that Srila Prabhupada is drawing here is very, very powerful, amazing conclusion. Devaki's husband was there. Kunti did not have a husband.
Devaki imala съпруг, докато Kunti била вдовица.
Because she didn't have the protection, therefore Krishna protected.
И понеже тя не била протектирана, затова Кришна й дал закрила.
In other words, by being exclusively dependent upon Krishna, she got more mercy.
С други думи, бидейки изключително зависима от Кришна, тя получила повече милост.
Prabhupada draws the conclusion that the devotee who is in more danger gets more mercy, more favor.
И Шрила Прабхупада прави заключението, че Кришна проявява по-голяма милост към преданите дайните, които се намират в по-голяма опасност.
So that not only applies to danger, it also applies to difficulties.
Това не само се прилага за опасности, това се отнася и до трудности.
Sometimes we find ourselves in very difficult situations as we try to advance in Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't think that's something bad. That I'm in difficulty. Oh no, this is very, very bad. No. It's actually a blessing to be in difficulty. Because the more you become helpless, the more you attract the special mercy of Krishna. So we should not think, I'll have everything very comfortable and easy in Krishna consciousness.
Затова не трябва да си мислим, че всичко в Кришна съзнание ще ни бъде лесно и удобно.
If I have to undergo some difficulties, that's very good.
Ако преминавам през някакви трудности, това е много добре.
That way I can attract the special mercy of Krishna.
По този начин мога да привлека специалната милост на Кришна.
In other words, the more you're in a helpless condition,
други думи, колкото по-безпомощни се чувстваме,
the more you feel dependent upon Krishna.
Толкова повече чувстваме зависимостта си от Кришна.
And the more you can feel that dependence on Krishna,
а колкото по-зависими се чувстваме от Кришна,
then you know, you become attached to Krishna.
Толкова по-привързани ставаме към Кришна.
And the more you become attached to Krishna,
а колкото по-привързани ставаме към Кришна,
the more you become successful in spiritual life.
Толкова по-голям успех постигаме в духовния
живот. This is why Srila Prabhupada explains.
Затова Шрила Прабхупада обяснява.
He said, especially in spiritual life, failure is the pillar of success.
Особено в духовният живот, провала е гаранция за успех.
So a devotee doesn't become destroyed by failure.
Един преданен не се разочарова от провала.
If he have some failure, he sees he uses that failure to his advantage.
Ако по някакъв начин се е провалил, той използва този провал като предимство.
To feel more dependent on Krishna.
Да стане по-зависим от Кришна.
That I was thinking on my own strength I could advance in Krishna consciousness.
Аз си мислих, че със собствени сили мога да напредвам в Кришна съзнание.
I was so foolishly thinking that on my own strength I could advance in Krishna consciousness.
Аз толкова глупо си мислих, че със мои собствени сили мога да напредвам в Кришна съзнание.
But now I'm seeing when I tried to advance on my own strength I was failure.
Но виждам сега, като се опитвах сам да напредвам, се провалих.
So in this way the devotee realizes that on my own strength I cannot progress in Krishna consciousness. Thinking I'm a great devotee. I cannot advance. When I have to feel myself very incompetent. The more you feel yourself incompetent, that attracts the mercy of Krishna.
По-некомпетентни се чувстваме, толкова повече привличаме милостта на
Кришна. На према шаванади бактир. Апива йогатава вайшнаво. Гянам ва шибакарма ва. Кия дахо сад джаттир абьясти ва. Хинарата дика садаке твай. Татап яччеджа мула сати. Хей гопи джана балава. Вятаяте. You see, this is the prayer of Rupa Goswami I was describing yesterday. He is feeling completely incompetent. My Lord, I have no love for you. Nor do I feel an inclination, nor do I have any attraction for hearing and chanting your glories.
Нито съм привлечен това да слушам и възпявам славата ти.
I don't have the mystic power of Vaishnava.
Нямам мистичните сили на Вайшнава.
I don't have any knowledge.
Нямам никакво знание.
I don't have any renunciation.
Не съм отречен.
On the whole, I'm completely devoid of any qualification to engage in devotional service.
Като цяло съм абсолютно лишен от всякакви качества да се ангажирам в предано служене.
But my dear Lord Gopijana Balaba, because you are known to be most merciful to the fallen souls, I have this unbreakable hope that is always in my heart that somehow or other I can become a devotee by your mercy. But I'm feeling so unqualified. And this gives me pain.
И това е, което ми причинява болка.
So the devotee has this hope, this great, great hope, because Krishna is so merciful.
Затова преданен има тази голяма, голяма надежда.
He has this great, great, great hope that Krishna will save him.
Кришна е много милостив и той има такава голяма, голяма надежда, че Кришна ще го спаси.
So in this way, if we can feel ourselves incompetent,
и така, ако се чувстваме
unqualified,
некомпетентни,
completely devoid of any good qualifications.
Напълно лишени от каквито и да било добри качества.
And simply begging for the mercy.
И просто молим, просим за тази немилост.
That's when the Lord will give us the most favor. You see?
В този случай Бог ще ни облагодетелства най-много.
So this mood of humility is very good.
Затова настроението в смирение най-
To realize actually I have nothing.
Да осъзнаваме, че всъщност ние не притежаваме нищо.
What is my qualification?
Какви са моите качества?
I have no qualification.
Нямам никакви качества.
My only hope is Krishna's mercy, that's all.
Единствената ми надежда е милостта на Кришна и това е всичко.
So if one is in this mood of completely begging for Krishna's mercy.
Ако човек се намира в това настроение да се моли, да проси.
Please, my dear Lord, I'm so fallen. Please help me.
Моля те, скъпи мой Господи, толкова съм паднал, помогни ми.
In this way, if one can pray to Krishna with complete feeling of dependency and helplessness,
ако човек се моли така на Кришна с пълна зависимост и безпомощност,
then he'll become successful in spiritual life.
Такава личност ще преуспее в духовния живот.
So we have to learn to pray in this mood of helplessness.
Затова трябва да се научим да се молим в това настроение на безпомощност.
That should be there in our japa.
Това трябва да правим, докато мантруваме своята
japa. We're begging Krishna to save us.
Ние молим Кришна да ни спаси.
Japa is not some mechanical thing, just exercise like doing some push-ups.
Japa не е нещо механично, само да правим лицеви опори.
You know, just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Not just some mechanical thing like that.
Това не е нещо механично.
No, you're calling to Krishna. Save me, save me, save me.
Трябва да призоваваме Кришна.
Hey Krishna, my dear mother Radharani, my dear father Krishna, save me, save me, save me.
Мой скъпи майко Радарани и татко Кришна, моля ви спасете ме.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You're begging to be saved.
Вие молите за спасение.
If you can call on this mood, you see.
И ако се молите с такова настроение.
But what if I can't chant in that mood? What is my hope?
Каква е моята надежда, ако не мога да възпявам такова настроение?
It is all hope because, all right, I can't chant helplessly. So I'm so fallen, I cannot chant helplessly.
Аз съм толкова паднал, че дори не мога да мантрувам безпомощно състояние.
So you can chant to be able to chant helplessly.
Това вие може да мантрувате, за да може да се научите да мантрувате безпомощно.
Beg Krishna, my dear Lord, I cannot chant your name properly, so I'm begging you, my dear Lord, please have mercy. And bless me, I can chant properly your name. You beg to be able to chant properly.
Вие се молите на Кришна да можете да възпявате Неговото име в състояние на безпомощност. Затова мантрувате с това настроение.
So there's, if one simply becomes humble, that's all you have to do. Just as we're reading in the Nectar Devotion this morning, all you have to do is be sincere. It's all you have to do is be sincere.
Както четохме тази сутрин в Нектара на преносността, всичко, което трябва да направим е да сме искрени.
You have to realize, I'm fallen, I'm no good, but Krishna, please save me, please save me, please save me.
Трябва да разбереме, че ние не сме паднали, нямаме добри качества и затова молите Кришна.
Now, people will criticize that UP Hare Krishna people, you know, you talk about feeling yourself very low, but you know, you can't be successful in the world if you think like that.
Хората ще ни критикуват, вие Хари Кришна се чувствате много паднали, по този начин няма как да сте успешни.
You Hare Krishna people, you're telling people to have low self-esteem.
Вие казвате на хората да имат ниско самочувствие.
How do you expect someone to be successful if they have low self-esteem? Always good thing, holding their head down.
Как може да очаквате някой с ниско самочувствие да...
I'm so fallen.
Си мисли, о, аз съм толкова паднал, толкова съм паднал.
No, we are not teaching you how to have low self-esteem.
Ние не ви учиме да имате ниско самочувствие.
We are teaching you how to come to the highest level of esteem.
Ние ви учим как да стигнете до най-високото ниво на самооценка.
This is confirmed by Lord Jesus in the Bible.
Това се потвърждава от Господ Исус в Библията.
He says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The more you become humble, the more you become powerful.
Колкото по смирени ставате, толкова по могъщи ще ставате.
Look at Arjun, he was completely humble.
Вижте Арджуна, например, той бил съвсем смирен.
He decimated the enemy warriors on the battlefield. Look at Hanuman, how humble he was before Lord Ram.
Вижте само Хануман колко смирен бил пред Бог Рам.
But how powerful he was in battle, you see.
Но в битка колко могъщ бил.
So the more you become humble,
колкото по-смирени ставате,
the more you become a powerful preacher of Krishna consciousness.
Толкова по-могъщи проповедници на Кришна съзнание ще бъдете.
Just as Hanuman was powerful,
както Хануман бил могъщ,
you become powerful to the extent that you are humble.
Вие ще бъдете могъщи в степента, в която сте смирени.
To the extent that you think that you're great, you make an ass out of yourself.
Степента, в която си мислиш, че сте велики, толкова повече заприличвате на магара.
But to the extent that you're humble, and then the previous acharyas, they will speak through you.
Но колкото по-смирени сте, тогава предишните ачари ще говорят чрез през вас.
Your spiritual master will speak through you.
Вашият духовен учител ще говори чрез вас.
Prabhupada will speak through you.
Prabhupada ще говори чрез вас.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura. All the acharyas will speak through you. When you become completely pure and humble devotee of the Lord, you will have the potency of the entire siddhic succession flowing through you.
Ако станете чист, преданно даден на Бога, тогава всички ачари, цялата ученическа последователност ще говорят чрез вас.
So there's no loss in being humble. You gain everything.
Да сте смирени, няма да загубите, всичко ще получите.
You become Mahabhagavat. You become a great devotee of the Lord. You become completely humble.
Ако наистина се смирите, ще станете Mahabhagavat, велик преданен даден на Бога.
If you become completely humble, you can make the whole universe Krishna conscious.
Ако станете съвсем смирени, тогава цялата вселена може да направите Кришна съзнание.
Prabhupada explains, one who becomes perfect in Krishna consciousness, he becomes Jagat Guru. He can make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, че ако някой стане съвършен в Кришна съзнание, той става Джагат Гуру и може да направи целия свят Кришна съзнание.
So we're not training you to have low self-esteem.
Така че ние не ви обучаваме да имате ниско самочувствие.
We're training you how to become powerful.
Ние ви учим как да станете могъщи.
So powerful that you can turn world history completely upside down. The whole history of this planet can be completely reversed by you. That's what we're training you to do.
Толкова могъщи да станете, че не може да обърнете цялата световна история. Вие.
To be more powerful than any materialist, more powerful than the president of the country or prime minister.
Ние ви обучаваме да станете по-могъщи от материалистите, от президента, от премиер-министъра на страната.
More powerful than Lenin. More powerful than Gandhi.
По-могъщи от Ленин, от Ганди.
We're teaching you how to become more of the most powerful person in history.
Ние ви учим как да станете най-могъщите хора в историята.
By developing humility.
Като развивате смирение.
True humility.
Истинско смирение.
Feeling completely helpless. The more you feel yourself fallen and lowly, that is your advancement in Krishna consciousness. So, we have 3 or 4 minutes left. I can ask if there's any questions. Guru Bhakti Devi Dasi.
Материалния живот всичко върви добре и в един момент ние забравяме, взимаме всичко за даденост и започваме да не напредваме, някакси се носим по течението. И тогава всъщност Кришна ни праща някакви трудности и нещастия. И искам да питам, задължително ли трудностите и страданията в нашия живот да бъдат, защото ние така ли да ще помним на Кришна, почваме да се молим на Кришна само когато наистина страдаме, искрено, когато искрено се молим на Кришна.
When everything seems right, when everything seems okay, when it's right, we have good relationships with devotees and we have nice prasadam kirtans and And we seem to forget about the Zabrana
za Krishna. Take everything for granted.
Take everything for granted.
Mm.
But then some difficulties come, and then we these are sent by Krishna to remember him and to be more dependent on him.
Mm.
And her question is, do we really need these difficulties to advance in the life?
Well, you know what, Kunti Devi felt that she needed them.
Kunti Devi smятала, че има нужда от такива трудности.
She begged Krishna for more difficulties.
И тя се молила на Кришна за повече трудности.
Please, my Lord, give me more difficulties. It's easy times. It's very hard to be Krishna conscious when things are easy. Please give me difficulties.
Тя се молила, Господи, моля се, дай ми трудности, защото когато всичко е лесно, е трудно да те помня.
So, we're so fortunate. We get difficulties even not praying for them.
Ние сме толкова щастливи, че ние получаваме трудности дори без да се молим за тях.
So when they come, we should be grateful. Oh, my Lord, thank you for giving me difficulties. You should know that when difficulties come, you needed them. They come by Krishna's special mercy. To help you. You needed them. They're for your help. Helping you. Any other question? Neither we need.
What is the meaning of difficulty? What is a difficulty?
Actually, for one who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, there is no such thing as difficulty.
За някой, който е напреднал в Кришна съзнание, всъщност няма такова нещо като трудност.
Everything is even the difficulty. For one who embraces difficulty. Difficulty mean when you have a hard time handling it.
Трудно е, когато не можеш да се справиш с
него. You know what is difficulty?
Знаеш какво е трудност?
Do you have a difficult time understanding what is difficulty?
Трудно ли ти да избереш какво е трудност?
Is it difficult for you to understand what is difficulty?
Трудно ли е за теб да разбереш какво е трудност?
Не е лесно.
It is not easy.
Yes, that is difficulty. When it's not easy, that's called difficulty.
Когато не е лесно, това се нарича трудно.
So you're having difficulty understand difficulty. That is difficult.
Трудно да разбереш трудно. Кое е трудно?
Next question.
Друг въпрос.
Магдаленка.
Как да култивираме смирение в положение, че нашето фалшиво его е доста висок, постоянно се проявява?
How to cultivate humility because our false ego is very strong and it's always manifesting.
Find a devotee who will not hesitate to chastise you when you're wrong.
Открий такъв преподаван, който няма да се поколебае да те поправи, когато грешиш.
And serve that devotee with love.
И служи на този преподаван с любов.
And he will point out your faults again and again and again.
И той ще ти посочва грешките отново.
And take it when he does it.
И ти трябва да го приемеш, когато той прави това.
That's the easiest way. Become a humble servant of that devotee who will never hesitate to chastise you when you're wrong.
Да станеш смирен слуга на този преподаван, който никой няма се поколебае да те поправи, когато грешиш.
You see, if I'm proud and I puffed up, I will avoid such a devotee who's always chastising me.
Ако си горд, надут, ти ще избягваш тези преподавани, които те.
But if I'm intelligent, I will seek out such devotees who chastise me for my mistakes and I will serve them with love.
Но ако си интелигентен, ще търсиш такива преподавания, които те укоряват за грешките ти и ще им служиш с любов.
That way I can advance quickly by their mercy.
И така ще можеш по тяхната милост бързо да напреднеш.
That is guru. Awesome. Guru's duty is to chastise. A guru who does not chastise the disciple, he is the enemy of the disciple.
И това е гуру, той негов дълг е да поправи учениците си.
He must point out the faults of his disciple, otherwise he is no good and he's rascal, he's not a guru.
Той не е добър гуру, той е негодник.
So that's why guru is required. And one has to become disciple of bona fide spiritual master. So the spiritual master can show you, this is your discrepancies, now you rectify yourself.
Затова гуру трябва да бъде прият, за да показва грешките, така че ти да се поправиш.
Even Lord Chaitanya was chastised by his guru. So what is our position?
Дори Бог Чайтанья бил укоряван от своя гуру, така че каква е нашата позиция?
Any other question?
Някакви други въпроси?
Yeah.
Някога, ако нашето живо е твърде голямо и гуру ни накаже, или някой ни накаже, всъщност ние вместо да напредваме се отдръпваме от кривичното знание и изпадаме в депресия. Как да избегнем от това?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when our false ego is smashed by guru or some other senior devotee, instead of advancing, we withdraw ourselves.
That is called false ego. Pride.
Gordost.
So that's what separates the neophytes from the advanced devotees, you see.
По това се различават напредналите от начинаещите.
The advanced devotee doesn't go away when he's criticized and corrected. The neophyte runs and hides in the closet. Locks himself in the bathroom. Is it? But the advanced devotee takes it. So don't be a neophyte locking yourself in the bathroom.
Който се скрива в
Теген
и в Бали. Приеми критиката.
Any other question?
Други въпроси?
Actually, Prabhupada said the student who is more chastised, he is advanced.
Шрила Прабхупада е казал, че ученика, който е повече критикуван и наказан, той е по-напреднал.
Of course, the spiritual master and the senior devotees, they also give wonderful words of encouragement also. Not that they simply chastise. Prabhupada said, the acharya, he is as strict as a thunderbolt and he is soft as a rose. So he gives very nice encouragement also. Oh my dear disciple, you are very dear to me.
Той също окуражава своите ученици. О, мой ученик, ти си ми много скъп.
I'm so happy that you have taken the Krishna consciousness.
Толкова съм щастлив, че си приел Кришна съзнание.
It is most wonderful that you have come to Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. In this way, Prabhupada always said thank you very much. He always gave encouragement that way. He's thanking us always.
Шрила Прабхупада винаги ни благодареше и ни окуражаваше.
You've heard in the Premadvani prayers, when Prabhupada leads the Premadvanis, he says, thank you very much.
Когато Шрила Прабхупада казва тези Премадвани молитви, накрая казва, много ви благодаря.
So the spiritual master is always thanking the disciple. Oh, my dear disciple, thank you so much for coming to this Krishna consciousness. So in this way he's giving encouragement also that I'm very pleased with you, thank you very much.
But
at the same time he has to point out the faults. So he's as strict as a thunderbolt and he's soft as a rose also. So now I think it's time for the greeting. The deities are ready.
Сега е време за...
We have time for one more question.
Има ли време за още един въпрос? Или е време за
това? One more? Okay.
Още един въпрос.
Бактин Стефани.
Чест преди му даде, колкото ви смирявам. Проявява ли емоции на гняв? И кога?
A pure devotee who is very humble, does he or she manifest anger, and in what occasion?
Yes, the pure devotee sometimes becomes angry. Yes. Not out of any frustration of unfulfilled desires.
Не защото е разочарован, че не са му удовлетворени желанията.
But they become angry for the purpose of instructing others.
Но се разгневява, за да напътства другите, да ги наставлява.
Prabhupada became sometimes very, very angry.
Понякога Прабхупад бил много, много гневен.
For the purpose of instructing us, you see.
За да ни инструктира с тази.
Because we were so dull-brained.
Защото ние сме били толкова притъпени мозъци.
Doing things the wrong way, you see.
И правиме нещата с винаги по погрешни.
Sometimes just to penetrate through our dull brains, he had to become angry. You see, just because our brains were so dull, he had to be just. Had to become very angry, so we would finally come out of our stupor of ignorance and understand what he was saying.
Понякога той трябва да се разгневи, за да може ние да се разтърсиме и да излезем от това вцепенение.
So that is not an anger of hate, that is an anger of love.
Така че този гняв не е причинен от омраза, а от любов.
Just like the parent has a little child, the parent loves the child very much.
Например, един родител, който обича детето си много.
A little child is running out into the street and a car is coming, you see.
Едно дете тича по улицата, когато идва кола.
Will the parents say, "Oh, my dear child, please don't do that"?
Дали родителите ще кажат, "О, мое скъпо дете, моля те"?
No, they will scream.
Не, те ще извикат.
Stop, little, stop what you're doing, stop it! Yell and stop, come back, don't go, you know, yell at them, you see, to save their life.
Те ще извикат, спри, върни се веднага.
So it may appear, oh, they're very... No, it's not. It's out of love. They're showing great intensity of emotion out of love, not out of any hatred. So the pure devotee actually is never angry in the material sense. But he appears to be very, very angry to instruct the disciples. Just like one time in Mexico City, the devotees were out late preaching and nobody came to Mangalarti. And Prabhupada was giving that Bhagavatam class. He was yelling and he was chastising. It was like a tornado, you know. Do you have tornadoes here in Europe? No, you don't have tornadoes. We have been in the U.S. It's horrible storms, whirlwinds, you know. They just had one and killed 160 people, were killed by a whirlwind. He came through a town and killed 160 people. Heavy, heavy thing, the whirlwind, storm, the tornadoes, or whirlwind. So Papa was just roaring like a lion. And the devotees were shaking. They were terrified by Prabhupada's anger.
And
then after the class, Prabhupada walked out of the temple room, and the temple president, Chitsukananda Prabhu, he walked along with
Prabhupada.
And there were some flowers growing there, naturally growing. Some fragrant flowers. He picked the flower and he offered it to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada took that flower and very serenely was relishing the aroma of that flower. So Chitsukananda Prabhu, he was very amazed. He said, "Prabhupada, you were so angry, roaring like a lion, and now you're like a little lamb, serenely and smelling the flower. How is it, Prabhupada? This mood has changed. The mood amazes me, Prabhupada. You immediately changed moods. How is this?"
И Чицукананда Прабху попита Шрила Прабхупада, как може преди малко ти ревеше като лъв, а сега си като едно кротко агънце, което мирише това цвете. Как така промени настроението си толкова рязко?
Prabhupada, actually I'm never angry with you, my disciples. I'm never angry with you.
Всъщност Прабхупад казва, аз никога не се гнева на вас, моите ученици.
But simply out of love I have to train you. That's it.
Просто от любов трябва да ви... Заради любов трябва да ви обуча.
So it may appear to be anger. The pure devotee is never actually angry.
Може да изглежда, че човек е чистия преданен.
But he appears more angry than anyone you've ever seen in your whole life. Sometimes.
Но той може да изглежда по-гневен от който и да било,
който е в живота си.
Само за да ви обучи правилно.
Okay, I think our time is up now, so we'll stop here. We thank you all very much. Kandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Zdravo Srimad Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.